You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 62. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Beyond the High Road.
Hi, how is everybody doing? Can you see my background? It looks like I was just looking at it earlier, and if it wasn't for that iPad and the crap on the table right there, it almost looks like a fake background back there. Because of the Christmas scene I've got. If you guys haven't already and you feel like getting in the Christmas spirit, I know some of you may not. You may be feeling a little bit bah humbug, and I understand that. But if you do feel like getting in the Christmas spirit, YouTube has some really good, sorry for that jingling, another dog in the house. YouTube has these great screensavers. Each one of them, I think, is like 2 or 3 hours long. And so I found it by accident. I was watching a YouTube video, I don't know, days ago, almost a week ago, and let it run through. And then these things started and I was like, oh, this is pretty great. In fact, I loved it so much the first night it was on. I ended up keeping it on while I slept. I was like, oh, I could just leave it on. So it'll be on in the morning because it's cozy, right? There's all these different scenes that you could have on. One's like a coffee shop with like snow in the background. There's another one with a dog sitting by a fireplace. And yeah, bunches of them. It's like digital artwork, but it looks really real. Christmassy. I don't have a tree up. I haven't done a tree in years. I'm watching yet another dog from Rover. And yeah, I joined this app just for a little fun, some company for Buddy over here. And I tell you, like I said, I joined during a busy time of year, but it has been nonstop. I don't know why. I don't just say no. It's a lesson for me, probably. Anyway, it's besides the point. So today, look, this was from a dog walk from earlier today. So if you guys can't see, if you're not watching, I haven't even cleaned it up because I've been client after client and then straight into recording so that this wasn't late for this week. So I'm all skinned up. Took the dog for a walk earlier and didn't know that it likes to chase cars. Yep, that can never end well for anybody. Didn't end well for me today, that's for sure. And I was like in the middle of the road, I was looking down. One of my clients texted me, off the dog went and I went up in the air and right down on the ground. So yes, it was an interesting morning and here I am. After this, I will go clean myself up and get this podcast edited for you guys. So never a dull moment. So a couple things. I want to quickly announce that one is the holiday support group. Y'all, I really wanted to start it this Thursday, but I have only had the people from the healing and reinvention program, like the people that are already my current members, are the ones that have signed up for it. I have not had anybody else. So there are hundreds out there of you guys. I know this, like hundreds of weekly listeners, hundreds, almost up to 1,000 of you guys. So I know you're out there. If you want to come to a weekly support group, okay, I'm not doing the coaching there unless you wanted me to. For this support group, I'm just facilitating it. I'm just there. I'm going to let you guys do the chit-chatting, okay? Unless you specifically ask, can I have coaching? Otherwise, this isn't a coaching thing. I'm just facilitating the support for the community for you guys, okay? I'm holding the Zoom meeting. So that is that. That'll be on, I'm wanting to say on Thursday nights, because that's what the members have said. But I need to hear more from you guys in order to do it, to hold it this Thursday. Okay. So that's going to be a day after this is released. So bring your dinghy or send me a message. Okay. BeyondTheHighRoad@gmail.com. Easy peasy. Okay. Hey, listen, also, I got a couple really lovely voice messages from my Spotify. Those of you who listen to through Spotify, thank you for my lovely voice messages this last week. I love you guys so much. And I want to say that, I haven't actually addressed the reviews and these kind of voice messages. They mean so much to me. On Spotify, you guys can leave comments for each episode, you know? And I wish that I could respond to each one of those comments. Like I put a question like, what did you like or dislike about this episode? And so people will comment and I can publish them, click the button to publish them, but I can't respond. And I really, really wish that Spotify would add that feature. So, but anyway, just know that I see all of them because I have to click. It's like days after you do it, but I do see them and I publish them. So I thank you so much for taking the time to respond to those questions and telling me what you like and what you don't. I love seeing them, you guys. Please just know that your efforts, they are definitely not only noted, but I feel them. And so thank you so much. And those voice messages that I've gotten left this last week have been, thank you, so touching. And y'all help me just as much. I mean that. You really do. So that's that. And then also, I have a friend of mine who just published an ebook. She's another targeted mom, targeted parent. And she actually happened to be one of my coaching clients for a couple years. And during that entire time, she was writing this book. She put a lot of work into it and it's got so much good information in there, you guys. And so it's for basically she's speaking to all targeted parents, right? But really, especially if you're new to this, if this is something that you've just discovered is going on with you, she's got a lot of helpful information in there. She did a lot of research on the roles of the alienating parent, the alienated parent, and then the court systems and stuff like that. She got a lot of really good information for anybody that's just discovering that this is what's happening. Okay. So the name of the book is called Divorce Pawns. I will put a link for it down in the show notes. Okay. So go get that for yourself. That, and if you know of anybody, if you're listening to this and you know of anybody that has just discovered or they might be going through the beginnings of a separation or divorce, and this could be a possibility and you want to pass it along to somebody, it would be a great information source for anybody who's going through this. Okay. So there's that, Divorce Pawns. And, oh, and it's free. It's free. It's a free book. Free. I was like, free? You're going to do it for free? That's crazy, because I actually like read a lot of the book as she was writing it, and she put a lot of work into this book. I mean, she was going through her master's during this. She put so much research into it, and she's doing it for free. But anyway, okay, so that's that. Now I'm Chatty Cathy. Let's get on to the episode. So last week when I was talking with you guys, I mentioned something that I want to add context to and correct, basically, because I think it deserves clarification. I am willing to bet that none of you guys would have even batted an eye at it or thought it was incorrect. But I think me correcting it today might help one or two of you out there. So here goes. I mentioned last week, I said that I had an old resentment. And I want to tell you now, like here, that there are no old resentments. None of us have old resentments. We choose to feel resentment today about something that happened in the past. We choose it in the moment. And I know that may seem like I'm splitting hairs and that's like semantics. It is and it isn't. I think it's very helpful for me anyway to remind myself, especially when it comes to resentments and anger, that it's not like something happened back then and that caused an emotion back then that I'm still carrying with me. It doesn't happen that way. When we feel an emotion now, it's because of a thought that we're choosing to think now. Does that make sense? So like relevant for everybody here today, let's say you wrote an email to your ex asking about holiday visitation or parenting time, okay? And they have not responded to you. And then you wrote another email. Maybe you texted and called and you've not received any response back about the upcoming holiday situation. So you want your time with your kid, but you're not getting a response. And so I think many of you listening would all agree that that would be a cause-effect situation. They aren't answering our calls. They are not answering our emails. We are supposed to be able to have our Christmas time or holiday time, I should say. Not everybody celebrates Christmas with our kiddos. And if they don't respond, then one would think that universally, this would cause frustration and anger even. But it's not the case. This is how I took back my power. We look at a circumstance and we want to make it very factual. I emailed child's father on such and such date, be very specific, okay? And I have not yet received a response. That would be your circumstance there. It would be our tendency to add in more context to that story. We'd like to add in the missing details. We suppose all the things. Had no response yet. We want to be like, that's because they're trying to keep them from me. They're erasing me from their life. They are manipulating our children, yada, yada, yada. Not to say not all of those things are true, right? But we don't really know. The fact is that we emailed on two dates and we have not heard a response. Okay. Okay. So we have a story about the fact that they haven't responded. That story causes us to feel an emotion. Let's say you feel frustrated. Always our emotions cause us to behave or not behave in or whatever way. It's not the circumstance that causes the result or even causes our emotion. It's not they didn't respond, so I'm frustrated. Never. It seems like it would be. Other parent did not respond. Everybody should be frustrated. Everybody. But not everybody would be frustrated. I might feel annoyed. I might feel hurt. Depending on what the story is that I'm telling myself, I could feel an array of different emotions. I might feel happy because what if, this is not the case, but what if I was actually secretly dreading seeing my kid? Again, definitely not the case for me, but what if I was secretly dreading seeing my kid and I was sending those emails out of duty, but when they didn't respond, I could feel relieved. Does that make sense? So the circumstance is not a universal cause and effect. There's a story that we all have in between. That story will cause our emotion, okay? And then cause us to behave and then cause our final end result, right? Our experience in the world. So now let's make it a little bit more complicated and let's fast forward 10 years. Now we're in 2033. You could still feel frustrated. You're looking back on the fact that in 2023, the other parent did not respond to the two emails that you sent out. You could choose to repeat the same story to yourself for 10 years, causing you to still feel frustrated about the other parent not responding. That is highly probable for most people to continue thinking the same story until that story became a default belief. That's one way to go. Or you could What I've chosen to do with many of my stories since, I've chosen to upgrade each one of my stories, except for the old, quote unquote, old resentment that I have about this one girl, right? I've chosen to rewrite each one of the stories that was causing me to feel bad. Still true stories, but I've just made them, I've given them all upgrades, most of them anyway. But continuing on with this other parent, Christmas time, not responding, I'm just going to go ahead and put myself in the situation like I did then. So same thing with me, say 2023, I hypothetically emailed my ex and he didn't respond. I emailed twice. Let's say I too felt frustrated, not the relieved, but let's say I too felt frustrated. 10 years from now, I could have decided, like I have with my other stories, that I don't want to hold on to this resentment. I don't want to actively feel resentment. So I could instead, in that 10 years, have evolved my story to believe that in my ex's mind, he believes he is protecting our child by not responding. He believes he is right in his entitlement to hold on to our child, to do whatever he's done. And so from that story about 10 years prior, oh, he really believed he was doing the right thing. I might feel a different emotion than frustration. I might feel like a bit more curious or, well, I mean, I guess I understand in a way. I can understand how he feels. I know that I've felt like I've been doing the right thing on many occasions. And I know that he disagreed with me, right? And so I could get where a person might be less willing to cooperate and to follow the rules if they feel like they need to protect their child. Does that make sense? Now, By the way, when I'm saying this, you guys, just note this is for examples only, and never, ever, ever do I endorse or agree with the alienator, quote unquote, protecting their child, okay? I'm just saying that for the sake of your own inner peace, you can decide to amend your current story so as to not hold on to like a story from the past that is not helping or moving you in the direction you want to go. Okay, so let's go back to you. So 10 years from now, you decide that you don't want to be frustrated about this specific situation any longer. So you can look at the facts of the situation and like peel away. This is where we all need help, because a lot of times we'll believe that our own story is so true and factual when it's full of like adjectives and negative tone that we would do much better to remove. Hopefully that makes sense. So let's say you want to feel at peace about the fact that your ex never responded to you. In order to feel at peace, you would have to think a thought that got you there, but also you can't really trick your brain. So you'd want to think a thought that was true, or at least something that you could possibly get on board with, right? I know I've talked with you guys about doing like bridge thoughts or ladder thoughts, where it's like, it's possible that I could feel at peace about this situation, about them denying me the right to see my child or whatever, about them not responding to the emails. It's possible is always a great way to sort of push open those walls that I talk about and consider a different perspective. Okay, so hopefully you're catching, I know I'm explaining it a bunch. My goal is for me to explain this well enough and as much as I need to, for you to also then see that it's in your power entirely to change the way you feel if you want. Any of the emotions that you feel today are as a result of the thoughts that you think. And this is really good. This is not to victim blame, as I've said before, and I say quite frequently, because I do think that this is a tendency that I leaned towards too, was to think, oh, are you trying to say that it's my fault that I'm feeling this way then? Yes and no is the answer there. We've never been taught how to feel growing up. We've really been taught to avoid and not take responsibility for our emotions. I don't believe that people should do things that could cause hurt. I don't want to cause hurt to anybody. I'm sure you don't. And you don't want anybody to cause harm to you. But the fact of the matter is people do really shitty things. They do. They always have and they always will. It's just a fact of life. Hurt people hurt people. It is what it is. So that was a long explanation, but I think the context matters, because the gist is, and what the underlying, the whole point of this is that you have more power than you think you do. And that's what I want you to know. I want you to know that you can continue to take your power back every day, every minute, really, with each thought that you think. So each time that you tell yourself that you have like you're carrying old pain, or there's old resentment, or there's old wounds, right? All of those phrases, I think, end up causing you more pain in the now. Whatever your story is, you can upgrade and cause yourself to feel emotion in the now that feels better for you, one that feels more true for you today. Okay, so each one of those resentments that you're carrying today, that you're feeling today, find the story about it. That person was mean to me in seventh grade. My ex did yada, yada, yada. Decide how you want to feel about that now and moving forward. Is this something you want to continue to repeat to yourself and hold on to? Is this a story that you want to hold on to? If it's not worth it for you, because as I've also explained or shared with you before, is that you are the only one that's feeling your emotion, right? Only you. Nobody else is feeling this quote unquote old resentment or the pain of this old wound, quote unquote old wound. It is only you. So if that is not serving you anymore, which I'm going to just give you a hint and let you know that it's not, then find a story and an emotion that is useful to you. So resentment, I would categorize that, classify that as an indulgent emotion. Indulgent emotions are emotions like confusion, boredom, resentment. I would say doubtful could be, self-pity is another one. Indecision, which is like confusion, saying that you're always busy. I'm busy. I'm just so busy. We're not ever really that busy. Maybe there's a lot of things that we need to do, but that's called managing our minds around our own time. But anyway, procrastination is another indulgent emotion. Blame, exhaustion can be an indulgent emotion. And there are some other ones, but just so you know, just so you have an idea, when we're in those indulgent emotions, it feels like that kind of backhanded good. It feels comfortable. It feels like you're sitting in your own shit. You're like, Confusion is one that we as alienated parents really have a hard time. We end up sitting in confusion a lot, right? In indecision, because it's coming from the trauma, right? And coming from feeling like the damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? It was one of the hardest for me to get over. And so, well, I don't want to get off topic too much, but just to let you know that it's always better to put one foot in front of the other and do something, even if it's a small decision. You don't need to make the big decisions and moments of duress, as you know, but putting one foot in front of the other and continuing motion is super, super helpful to move yourself from the indulgent emotion of confusion or indecision. Anyway, back to where I was with resentment. I believe that resentment can be indulgent and therefore unuseful. And plus, it just feels like shit. Anger is an emotion that I think can be useful. In fact, I know that I've gotten a lot accomplished from the place of anger. Anger can be very motivating. Without anger, we wouldn't have peaceful protesting. We wouldn't have all kinds of protesting, really. But I have chosen anger on purpose many times since starting this work. Anger has helped me to move myself through and out of places that I no longer wanted to be, like mentally, emotionally, and physically. So anger, I think, is useful. But feeling resentful, bitter, feeling slighted, betrayed, choosing to continue to feel betrayed is only a cover up for the real core emotion. And it is not effective at all. To continue to feel the emotion of being betrayed is a bitter existence. And so it's not one that I choose to feel on purpose when I'm mindfully living my life. So I know this episode is a bit more meta, but this is actually, these mental and emotional shifts are what caused me to move from living in resentment and victimhood and confusion and doubt and all the other feelings into a place of action and feeling in control and in charge of my life and feeling purposeful, purposed, and that I'm living a life of meaning. This exact work right here. So back to the beginning, there are no old resentments. There is no old pain. If you're living in resentment, your thoughts about whatever circumstance happened has not been processed. And so you need to like let the story out, talk it out, even if it's to yourself, but preferably talk it out with either a therapist or a coach or a friend, somebody that you trust. But continue to talk and talk and talk and talk some more. Writing also helps. As long as you're getting it out from inside of your body into the ether, express it out so that you can come up with a new, more functional way that serves you, therefore serving the people around you in your world. I think that we all have a responsibility as humans to share who we are, like truly who we are, with the world. I mean, you don't have to believe this if you don't want to, but I truly believe that we all have this desire to feel understood, to be heard for a reason. Because here's the kicker. If you are feeling resentful, you're feeling bitter, you're feeling betrayed, what happens? You end up putting a wall up. You end up putting a wall up and curtailing what you show to the world. Then guess what? You're going to think that what you have to say isn't worth hearing because you feel like you have to put a filter on yourself, right? You're too busy feeling betrayed and bitter and resentful. So you don't make your mark on the world like you want to, like you crave to do, as all humans do. So you've shut yourself out from the world more than you already feel shut out because of alienation. Okay. So then you don't feel heard. You can't express yourself to your fullest and live into the true full you that you know you are deep down inside. The best you, the best version of you. These emotions that you may not even realize that you're choosing are causing you to show up in an inauthentic way, in a disingenuous way. Public speaking. I had a problem with this. I'm now starting to overcome it. I'm getting better and better at it with practice. But it's because my thought was always, they're going to misunderstand me. I was too busy concerning myself with what they thought, so I wasn't able to show up as my real self. And then when I don't show up as my real self, then I don't feel heard. You, whoever my audience is, can't really understand who I am because I'm not being myself. Hopefully I'm making sense here. Just that the wall that you put up as a result of feeling resentment, bitterness, betrayal, whatever it is you feel, that wall that you put up will only perpetuate itself. And then you will continue to feel judged. You will continue to feel isolated and alone, not enough. And then you're not heard by others. Therefore, you're not serving others. And this world's not going around in the way it should. There's too much resistance then. I say this to me too. Just know that. The sooner that you can become aware of the thoughts that are causing you to feel these indulgent emotions and whatever other feelings you have that aren't helping you, the sooner that you can start to show up as your true self in whatever area, modality, platform you choose. Everybody has got a different way of expressing themselves. It may be up on a stage in front of thousands of people. Maybe that's your dream. Or maybe it's just to live your life in the day-to-day and show up in a way that brightens the days of those who you interact with throughout your, you know, daily work and chores and whatever it is. We're all different. But you cannot show up as your real self until you become aware of what is causing you to hide yourself. Okay. So there are no old resentments. There are no old wounds and there is no old pain. Something that happened before cannot cause you pain because it's already gone. It's dissipated. It's the current story that you're choosing to retell to yourself that is causing you to feel whatever emotion you feel about what's happened in the past. Pain, anger, bitter resentment, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So this means that you have control of it. You don't have to go back and change what happened in the past in order to feel differently about it today. Okay. You can just decide that the emotion you did feel isn't one that you still want to feel by thinking a thought that's different if you want. Okay. I feel like that was really wordy. I don't know if it's going to be. Do you guys look? Do you see this? Look at my cats watching TV.
Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm honored that you chose to share your time with me. If you like what you've been hearing and you want more, come join me in the new monthly membership, where we take the concepts that you hear about here and using a logical framework, you learn to apply them to your specific situations, upgrading your thoughts and your life, even while experiencing the grief of alienation. For more information, go to beyondthehighroad.com. See you soon.